We place you on the highest place, for you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, all else, and we come to you and worship at your feet. We place you on the highest place,
on the highest place,
for you.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad that you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration.
Oh, love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel commanded him and took Mary as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. How will this be, Mary asked, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. Matthew and Luke introduce us to Joseph and Mary as they present the facts about the birth of Jesus. Their gospel writings, inspired by God, reveal the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy that Jesus, the Messiah, would be born of a virgin. The response of both Joseph and Mary to the words of the angels sent to announce to them what was going to happen is very impressive. They listened to the message from heaven, and they accepted their place in fulfilling God's will as it was placed upon each of them. Join me as we consider God's choosing them to carry out the earthly appearance of Jesus. We should all be inspired by the response of Joseph and Mary to the news shared with them about the virgin birth of Jesus. Their wedding plans, their home life, their relationship was completely changed by the angel's visit. Mary accepted the truth in the angel's words. She would give birth to a son who would be fathered by the Holy Spirit. She would be the vessel that God would use to bring about His will in sending His Son to become the Savior. Mary accepted her place by acknowledging that she was a servant of the Lord. Joseph's plans were changed by the angel's visit in his dream. Joseph could not have known anything at all about Mary's condition unless the Lord revealed it to him. Obviously, his thoughts were in consideration to Mary. But when the angel revealed to him that Mary had not been unfaithful to their commitment to marriage, the word tells us that he obeyed the command of the angel. Joseph and Mary remain outstanding examples of those who received God's will in their lives and accepted it. They fulfilled their common place, their chosen place in God's will. They willingly obeyed. Without doubt, Mary's condition and their marriage would bring change to them both. Nothing is found within the sacred writings about the comments of family and friends. The word is silent regarding the way they were treated. The only record is the way Elizabeth shared with Mary. She knew that Mary was carrying the Christ child. That humble, blessed visit that Mary made to her, she said, was something that the mother of the Lord would come and see her. God revealed to Elizabeth the truth surrounding Mary's condition. Mary received a blessing from her relative, with whom she stayed for 3 months. We can only speculate on any other comments that may have been made or judgments that people might have had toward Mary and Joseph. I would have us focus upon the two dedicated worshipers of the Almighty. They believed God, and they believed the word that was spoken to them. Mary describes herself as a servant of the Lord. Joseph is identified as a righteous man. As unusual as their situation became in receiving God's place for them, they obeyed his will. Jesus told the parable of the father who spoke to two of his sons in Matthew 21, beginning in verse 28. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "I will not," he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir." But he did not go. Which of the two did his father's will? Those who answered the parable for the Lord said it was the first. It was not just the hearing of the command of the father. Both sons heard it. The same instruction was given to each one, but only one obeyed by doing the father's will. Like Joseph and Mary, like the sons in the Lord's parable, we have the choice when we hear the Lord's word to obey his will or neglect it. By being reminded of the response of Joseph and Mary to God's will, we are encouraged to follow his will in our own personal lives. Remember the young man who came to Jesus one day wanting to know what he must do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus told him to keep the commandments. And his response was that he lived by the Lord's commands. And then Jesus said this to him, "Go sell all that you have and give it to the poor and come follow me." That day, that command of Jesus, he did not follow. He went away saddened because he chose not to do the Lord's command. Let us hear the Lord. Let us believe the Lord, and let us obey the Lord. Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in him until he comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today. Please join us again next week as we present Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.